Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
7:05 and a half after the hour here. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at kcnr1460.com. And, yes, we are still having a couple of problems. The capacitors are fixed, but now we're getting feedback down the lines. This is a major thing here. We've guys working on this all weekend long. So we'll be raising everybody's rates here. No, just kidding. Hopefully, according to the engineers, by noon today, we should be back up and running. So we'll see. Anyway, good morning, everybody. And Linda, what's the weather look like?
Good morning, everybody. And I hope that you are listening online. And again, we've got Mike down at the transmitter.
I can't say enough about Mike Johnson.
My goodness.
Mike, you know, and I'll be heading down there as soon as the show's over. And it's just, it's unbelievable.
All started with the lightning storm.
All started there. It hit. And now we've got capacitors fixed, but you have to go through every line to see which one it is because there's lots of capacitors down there. And then you identify those and you replace those. And then you have to look at the wires, the wiring down there and how it's feeding back. So that's where we're at. Anyway.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, and I hope that everybody does, you know, get online today if they can. Some people listen and go online while they're at work. You know, the conditions right now outside, believe it or not, we're about 62 degrees. Usually this time of year, it seems like we're about up in the 80s, but it will be 94 today, mostly clear tonight with our temperatures around 67. Tuesday calls for a hot at 98. Wednesday, we're up at 98 again. And we're not up into the triple digits until Saturday, which the prediction or the weather forecast calls for about 100 degrees on Saturday. And Sunday, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning to Lori Goyne, who is in, she's on the Ohio Turnpike near Toledo. She and her husband are headed across country, and we've been following them across country.
She sent a snapshot of it looked like a great bike bar.
Oh.
And it's called Gold Digger. I said, hey, man, sister.
Good morning, yeah. Bad Bob. How are you doing today, buddy?
And good morning to you. Recovering from the weekend of very intense preparation for Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style.
That's this weekend.
That's this coming weekend. That's right.
We have guests on the radio this week too.
We do. We have on Thursday. We've got a number of them coming in Thursday
morning. Great.
Early. And so big headline, of course, is Cavs. I mean, we'll get into other stuff but on a high note here. The Cleveland Cavaliers come back from a 3-1 deficit. The first time in NBA history that somebody's come back from a 3-1 deficit. The first sports championship Cleveland's had since 1954 or something like that. And what else? I don't know who the most valuable player was, but if it wasn't James, then there's been a huge mistake in it. The guys just rocked the Warriors. Now here's the Warriors who has won so many set a new record for winning games. You had Steph Curry as the one that won a unanimous most valuable player for the league, and he comes into the game and I tell you what, he just wasn't hitting this last game. He had his chances, but LeBron just led him to a title. I mean, the man was a one man wrecking crew for two nights. there. And then last night, I think he settled it. And, you know, and the one thing is that we saw a lot of smack going on there, people talking smack.
He was named the MVP.
Well, he should have been. I would have been. I couldn't see how anybody else.
Third time in his career.
Right. But the big thing was, here's this guy who gets paid millions of dollars in their pros. And when they win the game, the man loses it. He goes, falls on his knees. He's crying. Everybody on their team is crying. Their coach is crying. Everybody's crying because they are so happy. They're so emotionally charged after this game. And you look at it and you think, these are millionaires many times over, almost all of them. And here they are. They're like kids that just won the junior high school championship.
I think this is,
is
a commonality. We see this with the World Series, where here's these guys, you know, they've been there, done that. They can have anything that they want at their disposal. You know what I mean? We talk about, the women throw themselves at it. They could buy any fast car, buy any house, do whatever they want, fly anywhere. But when it comes down to the game, and the real team players realize that it takes a team, and that there's a brotherhood that happens on that court and a trust. And when they are victorious, they're victorious together. And yeah, there's some that are the big, of course, everybody's attention went right on. The fact there were a lot of people that were involved in winning that game, but it went right on LeBron because, you always have one person, I guess, that would be like the lead singer or the lead.
Well, yeah, but the guy, he's truly a star.
Maybe that's some of the addiction or some of the true joy of watching sports at this level is – knowing that and to see, how they jump, with baseball, they jump up and down like little kids and grab each other. And it's like in that moment, it's just so real and so passionate and so raw that there's something beautiful about that. Why can't we be like that more often in life?
Well, he said, and somebody, as Dancing Bear said here, is LeBron promised Cleveland. You see, he left. He played for Cleveland, and then he went to, I guess, the Miami Heat. And then he came back to Cleveland promising them a championship. And this is what he's done. He's delivered. Down 3-1, coming back, winning it at the end by 4 points. The Warriors just couldn't get a shot to fall. And they had plenty of opportunities. It wasn't like they weren't getting shots. They were. Anyway.
Well, his comment was, of course, when they put the mic, here it is. He just had to compose himself. And that's a lot right there. He says, I put my heart, my blood, sweat, tears into the game, and people still want to doubt that I'm capable of doing, he says. So that was like icing on the cake for myself to just let me know that everything I've done, it results in this way, in this. They say hard work pays off, and that's what happened tonight. Now, and I think, too, that when you think about the spirit, the human spirit, what we can do, a lot of this is what I think we see in sports, the joy, the agony of the defeat, which they used to say in the Olympics. Curry, I started to watch Curry through this whole thing, and I was really intrigued by the Splash Brothers. And I think that's what they're called, out of the Warriors.
Yeah.
And it was game five. And Green, I guess, was suspended that game. We started watching game four, I guess, or five in this finals.
Yeah.
And
we thought we should watch one before, because we figured they were going to finish it out at three, win four, make it 4-1. Of course,
traveling around, trying to be able to.
That's not what happened.
Yeah. So when we got home last night, we were really thrilled to be able to just plant ourselves in front of the TV and watch it without interruption. But anyway, so Curry last night, I thought about after he was suspended in the last game.
Yeah,
you
got to
get your juju back, and then he had how many fouls? So you got to get your juju back, and I think that's a total pro. If you've had to leave the building or leave the game, that's got to psych you out. Don't you think?
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Hey, Joe says here, I get to listen for the first time in days, and I get a sports show. Okay, Joe, don't worry. I'm getting to the Red Alerts right after the break. Okay, buddy? I'm getting a Loretta Lynch right after the break. But here, hey, you know what? This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. I tell you what.
One more reason I love our listeners.
Summertime is packed.
Pow, punch.
Yeah, that's it. You know, just bring us back online, buddy.
We need our Batman. Pow, punch.
Yeah, right. It's like a movie. Somebody slaps you in the face, says, all right, get it together. Come on, get it together. We're going off the top here. Okay. All right, Joe, you slapped us down. Okay. You know what? Sleep Number is got to be one of the...
We're happy to come back and get to our Sleep Number.
One of the best things that we've done in a long time is getting that Sleep Number bed. I tell you what, after you've been gone and sleeping on other beds for 2 days, you come back home and you settle back in your Sleep Number.
Very happy.
I set my Sleep Number setting at 60. I set Linda's Sleep Number setting at 40, and there we are. Bliss. It slept all through the night, except when the elk killer decided that she wanted to get off the bed and let her off the bed. And then I don't know why she was on the bed, except she was really tired. Anyway, but she likes my side of the bed, so she must be her Sleep Number setting must be 62.
Well, anyway, the bottom line here is that we love our Sleep Number bed, and it's always great to travel and see friends and family. And, of course, it was Father's Day yesterday, so happy belated Father's Day to all of those. And for those of you who have become surrogate fathers, you know, really appreciate that so much. And so it's nice when you do travel and you see people to come home and get into your Sleep Number bed with a dual controls.
That's right, dual air controls, and with the new Sleep IQ technology, it helps you even adjust those beds even so it fits you even better. And right now, you can discover the award-winning Sleep Number bed with the Sleep IQ technology starting at only $1,099.98. That's right, under $1,100, you get the Sleep IQ technology and the Sleep Number bed, the one that was rated number one by Consumer Reports. Head over to the Target Shopping Center. Stop by. See Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals there. They're going to put you on the bed, and then you will find out what sleeping can be like. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:17 in the morning. We'll be back with what's going on with Loretta Lynch, Attorney General of the United States.
It's your true dream vacation. Let us help you define it at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our Pick Your Paradise Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, or a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Cash. It's simple. Spin the wheels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings every Thursday at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a dream vacation. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Picture yourself in your paradise, whether you like sandy beaches or city skylines. Rest assured that we have the vacation destination that you desire. This is your opportunity to pick your paradise that you've always dreamed of. Final prize Thursday, June 30th, where you could win a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Some restrictions may apply. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Vacations are better at the river.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table. resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning. It is 7:21 in the morning here on the 20th of June. 605-4567 is our phone number. And thank goodness we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Capacitors are fixed. Now we're working with a wiring issue and should have all this thing, hopefully all the stuff finished by noon today.
Doc Brown would be so proud.
Oh, man.
The flux capacitor is operating.
The flux capacitor. We've got, you know, there's dozens of these little capacitors in there. And so you got to go through each one of them. 62 degrees going up to 94 today. We're going to have a hot week this week. If we'd had this weather last week, we'd not have this problem. But we had lightning last week. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas.
By the way, over the weekend, an inch and a third of rain fell at the Shasta Dam. Now,
wow.
That probably won't be a significant bump in the lake, but it will slow the drain.
Well, you know, it wasn't. I didn't think it was supposed
days
to be.
For this
I didn't
to
think
show
it
up.
Was supposed to be raining that hard Friday.
It exceeded expectations.
Oh my! Yeah. Of course it did. When we have lightning strikes, and you think it would clear up the next day, but it doesn't. It gets worse. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Properties by Merit and Erin Richard. Erin is accomplished. She's a top-producing salesperson there at Properties by Merit, and she is highly motivated to take your property and sell it or find you the property you want, whether it's commercial or personal. Give her a call at 949-9103 or check out her website, Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-T, realestate.com. Okay, Loretta Lynch. You know, you have to wonder about the Obama administration. Stand by, Joe. Here it comes. You have to wonder about the Obama administration when he says, well, you know, just using the term Islamic terrorist won't really make any difference. It's just words, you know, blah, blah, blah. So where everybody, including people that voted for him, are saying, no, it does make a difference. It does make a difference when you identify the enemy that's attacking and killing our people. And, you know, if you put as much emphasis in hating, maybe not hating, in fighting the terrorist threat, identifying it and fighting it as you do fighting the Republicans or Trump or whatever, maybe we'd have a better control of this. But anyway, here's the latest. Loretta Lynch is releasing the transcripts from the shooter, the terrorist, to the 911 call, okay? And they have redacted them to take out the word ISIL or pledging allegiance to any of the Islamic terrorist organizations. Can you believe that? They have redacted it, so those words weren't in there. And when asked why, she said, well, we didn't want to cause any more harm or any more concern to the families of those who had been hurt or killed. Can you believe that was an answer? Excuse me, you redacted the words. This is the killer, the terrorist who called 911. He said, I pledge allegiance to ISIL. I pledge allegiance to ISIL and these other terrorist organizations. And what do you get? We're going to redact that because it could cause families of those killed or wounded could cause them more sadness or whatever word she used. Excuse me. More sadness than having your son or daughter killed or shot by an Islamic terrorist? It's going to hurt them more? I don't understand this. And people are just incredulous that she would do something like this. And then when asked about, well, what's going on with the Clintons? Whoa, no comment. Not the Clintons, Hillary Clinton. No comment. And, you know, this whole thing.
Didn't Hillary suggest if you were under investigation for any crime, you shouldn't be able to buy a gun?
No, you shouldn't be able to buy a gun, nor should you be able to run for president.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Now the Democrats are saying we're putting these gun bills up. Well, the Republicans are putting gun bills up too. Because it takes 60 votes, none of them are going to pass in the Senate, and they wouldn't pass in the Congress anyway. The whole thing is such a mess. The fact is that the Islamic ISIL is a far-reaching terrorist organization with tentacles everywhere, including the United States. You don't have to go to training in those countries. However, he did go to Saudi Arabia at one point. You don't have to go there and train, but their tentacles are here, and in such that via the internet, that is finding people that are in this type of mentality, and it's turning them. It gives them the reason to kill. It gives them something to hang on to. It gives them that thought that I'm doing this for Muhammad and for Allah, you know, to kill people. And so when that happens, this attacks. And yet the way we go after is not by saying we're going to take ISIL off the face of the earth. No, we're going to disarm people. I don't understand this. I mean, even if I didn't have a gun, I wouldn't understand this. I mean, they ask these people, well, what good would it have done for this, in this case? Well, none. It wouldn't have done any good because the guy bought them legally. So the only way it's going to work is that you outlaw all weapons.
May I throw something out?
Sure.
These new gun control laws that are being proposed imply something deeply disturbing to me, and that is that the ordinary citizen is incapable of the responsibility of handling lethal firearms. From that, is it not a short step to saying, well, and it has been stated in the state of California, that ordinary citizens are incapable of the responsibility of casting proper votes, therefore we're going to run this legislation through without the blessing of the voter. That way is tyranny.
Well, it's like things that are happening in the state of California and our nation. It's not people, it's not laws being enacted. It's bureaucrats and agencies that are making these decisions, and then you have to take them to court and fight them in court and spend thousands of dollars and years to find out that land is yours and that you can put you can put a water catch system on this. And you don't have to get permission from the Corps of Engineers, who, by the way, is charging you $1,000 a day because you did it and you didn't maybe write it to their specifications. But, yes, by gosh, you wrote it to others. The whole thing is such a mess. And it's been a mess. It's been a mess for 8 years. The agencies are running amok. There's nobody watching them. And the only thing that we get is that we fly to California. We take everything, all of the SUVs, all the people, everything to Yosemite, and then say global warming is caused by people. Anyway.
I would point out that Yosemite Valley was carved by glaciers, which are no longer there, and the reason is the planet got warmer, and this being at a time when there were neither SUVs nor Republicans.
Well, you better watch out, because under the new laws around here is that they're proposing is that if you say things like that,
yes,
you can be prosecuted. Yeah. Linda.
Our hearts go out to the family of Anton Yelchin, who died at 27 years old in a freak car collision. It seems that he was actually joining friends.
Who is he, for people that don't know who he is?
Some people will know him in the current Star Trek, as he plays
Chekhov in the J.J. Abrams reboot of the franchise.
However, he's been a child actor, and he's played in several movies, really delivering Milo, Along Came a Spider, 15 Minutes. I mean, he's been in a lot of things, Hearts in Atlantis, which was wonderful. It seems like he was, and this is always mindful for all of us, he was...
I just saw him the other day in Along Came a Spider, and he played the Russian kid.
He's wonderful. So... the Hills, like in Studio City. You know, it was his friends, he was on his way to a rehearsal, they didn't hear from him, where was he? Well, evidently he was at the bottom to get his mail out of the, where the brick mailbox was, and the car came down the hill and pinned him up against the brick mailbox and the gate, and it killed him.
Oh,
freak accident, 27 years old. His parents were both Russian ballet dancers. And wow. he said, I don't want to dance, but he loved acting, of course, and chess. And just beloved by his fellow actors. And it's just so sad to hear that. Anyway, our hearts go out to, in memoriam, to Anton Yelchin, 1989 to 2016. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test driven it myself. But a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains, and long desert stretches made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richart, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Looking for something to wear for the summer. Since it is the first day of summer today.
The first day of summer?
The first day of summer today.
It is the solstice. Today's the longest day.
The longest day. The longest and so day. What better time to go shopping than to go to Dandelion, the large new store. I think it's actually, we say new store. Some people still don't even know that it's moved. It's on Pine Street. New and improved, you know, the largest home to Brighton. And they all kind always have new stuff. And, you know, you go in there, like a lot of times summertime, we just went to a wedding. So, you know, we're starting to get, haven't seen somebody in 20, 30 years. Let's say it's a class reunion. There's all kinds of weddings happening this summer, all kinds of events. We've got the 4th of July coming up, et cetera. You're looking for something. Help me. My body's changed. I need to find something new for my wardrobe, whatever. The gals of Dandelion.
My body's changing.
Yes. Really? I'm melting.
I'm melting.
Anyway, the gals of Dandelion will help you from head to toe with helping you to feel and look your very best with every kind of garment you could possibly want. from undergarments to absolutely fantastic clothes to jewelry, or if you're just looking for that home gift or a present for somebody, go to Dandelion on Pine Street.
Hey, you know what I discovered, Bob and Linda?
What?
That if you eat 12 pounds of food a day for the whole weekend, that you gain weight.
This can be known to happen.
This is you go to a wedding and you don't need to drink. You can just eat, and then you have the birthday cake, and then you have the hors d'oeuvres beforehand, and then you go back to the room, and you know around 10 o'clock at night, then you eat the jerky. They give you this really nice bag with all these things in it. So then you eat the jerky at 10 o'clock at night. Then the next morning you get up and you decide to have breakfast, and then you go over to your in-law's house, who he's always got stuff out there, so you eat all that. Then you have dinner that night, but when you have everybody over, because it's the Father's Day dinner, and you eat spaghetti and lasagna, which is kind of unusual, but we did. And then you have cake afterwards, and then the next morning you get up and you have waffles and bacon, and then that evening you just feel like at that point that you have to be rolled into the
sort
room.
Sort of like a tick.
It's it. You're feeling like a tick. And if you could just get out of that fat little puppy, you'd be okay.
All right. Now,
so, now Linda is sitting there. She never gains an ounce. I sit there and I have to like change. I have to change my belt. I said this belt isn't big enough. Could I bring my big boy belt?
The web belt.
Yeah. Well, I also got in the pool and I swam and I ran around and you know So wonderful to be able to spend time. Friday night we attended a wedding and why on a Friday? Actually, we had to go. We drove to a place called Clarksburg, which is an old girlfriend of mine. I mean, yesteryear. You may know of her, the name Scribner. Rick Scribner was her husband, and that's a whole show in itself because
he
was a professional football player back in the 70s. I think he played for the Steelers, if I'm not mistaken, and he
played a safety or something.
It was back in the day when it was common in your training
and encouraged
to do steroids. So at 38, wonderful gentleman, you know, got out of football and was in real estate. Wendy and they were a lovely couple, two wonderful children, dies of cancer at 38. Anyway, so his boys have gone on to talk to colleges and high schools about not doing steroids. It's not cool to do steroids. And so the youngest son, Taylor, got married. I haven't seen him since he was probably 10. And he became a Marine. He was a Marine for, 7 years, and he would guard the embassies. And so Wendy, my good friend, would be back and forth with Carl on emails because she was, you know, as many parents not knowing or be able to talk to their loved ones as they serve abroad, especially if you're guarding embassies, then it starts to become top secret.
Yeah, Marine security guard, and they have to go through schools are very stringent schools, but also the fact, you know, background clearances and all this is one of the things she said was FBI came to talk to her about her son, and she starts laughing during the she said, this is her words, she says, I start laughing during the interview, and the FBI agent looks at me and says, I'm missing this, why are you laughing? She says, well, here you are asking about my son to have these top secret clearances, and you know, because he's guarding all these diplomats and all this, and I just remember the boy that shot out all the windows. Knocked out all the windows in my house and then shot arrows into my car tires. And when he was a kid, and he said, and the agent, I guess, laughed and he said, yeah, but you ought to see the recommendations this guy's getting and your son's getting. So she was pretty happy. Anyway, he's very successful at that. Now he does the security at Manheim Auto Auctions for all you auto auction people out there. He does the security for that. Okay.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. Two things. Elder abuse is really ratcheting it up here locally. It's rising. You know, the number of cases, like 1 in 10 elders are being abused, either physically or financially. Now, the financially could be a scam on money, people calling them and scamming them, and they're ashamed to tell people, or it could be their own family taking their money or physically abusing them. In fact, there's a woman on trial here for the death of her mother.
her 90-year-old mother here. So elder abuse. I mean, it's the same kinds of signs you need to be watching for. You know, bruises. You don't see them like you used to. They're withdrawn. Their lifestyle has changed. You know, it's enough. You know, and it could be your next door neighbor. It's the same thing as any type of domestic abuse. If you notice anything, you need to tell somebody. You know, you can always call the police and have the police come by for a health and welfare check. Or you can call, I would call One Safe Place. One Safe Place does elder abuse, too. It's not just women and men, but it also does elder abuse also. And it's something we need to talk about. And in fact, tomorrow is Elder Abuse Awareness Day. It'd be nice to be able to get somebody on and be able to talk about that. Or in sometime this week, we're going to try real hard at that. But speaking of elders that go beyond what you think elders can do, like run the Spartan.
Oh, my gosh.
And have to carry a dancing bear on your back.
I keep talking about you're going to do this. You have to tell us more.
I will, as we get further into that. But the one thing I will have to do, I know, is we've got different people running, and Dancing Bear is one of them. So I'm going to have to pull Dancing Bear up these hills.
Are you Dancing Bear?
No, I'm not Dancing Bear. It's, Dancing Bear is going to be one of the participants in this. One of our Spartan teammates, but I can tell right now just by attitude and last time I saw him, I'm going to have to try and like pull him up hills. He's just going to have to hang on to me, and I lift him over these walls. But here's a gentleman in town here named Jesse Caswell. He's 75. He's entered the Tevis Cup. And you ask yourself, what is the Tevis Cup? The Tevis Cup is the World Series, the National Basketball Association Championships, the Super Bowl, the Wimbledon, the Olympic gold medal of endurance rides. That's right, an endurance ride. A horse and rider do 100 miles from Lake Tahoe to Auburn, California. And our local 75-year-old Jesse Caswell
Wow.
is entered in this with his horse Apollo, his 10-year-old Arabian Apollo. Now, having run and entered many endurance races, you know, a couple of decades ago, I can tell you this is not easy. To even qualify for the Tevis, you've got to win races. You can't just say, I just want to be in the Tevis. I mean, half of the people, and these are people that know what they're doing, half of the people usually don't make it. This is a 100-mile ride, about 200 enter are allowed to make the race. And even though they call it a ride, but you know what? When everybody starts off at a certain time, and you win something at the end, it's a race. And you go 100 miles from Lake Tahoe to Auburn.
You're riding.
You're riding your horse. For us, because another Marine and myself, we'd ride up hills and run down hills. We'd be off the horses running. And if they're straight stretches, we'd be running. Especially when you got close to the veterinarian check. See, there's veterinarian checks all along here. You say, well, how can a horse do that? What about the poor horse? That's why about probably half of them don't make it. If you take care
you
of your horse.
Do you mean don't die? They just stop?
No. You're disqualified or you're told to stop.
Okay.
Because, one, you get into a rest stop.
Don't make it means die to me.
No, let's
clarify that.
Are disqualified or they're pulled from the race. Let me put it that way. And part of the reason is you come up to a vet check. First thing they do is they check to make sure the horse is, they check the heartbeat. If the heartbeat's a certain amount, you get so much time there, and the horse can't leave until it reaches a certain
okay.
heart rate. The other thing, too, is they check the respiration. They check how much water is, how they're hydrated. And they can do that.
Do they do that human beings and animals?
Oh, no, they don't check the humans.
Animal. Okay.
There's been cardiac infractions out there, infarctions, and the person's laying on the side of the trail. Well, there's no doctors out there. There's just... I mean,
they're checking the horses
in the races. Okay. I was in, it's veterinarians out there checking
that
horses.
That was years ago.
And
so
there's checks, and
sure
there's,
now
but
it's
there's,
changed.
Well, who knows? But there's always veterinarians out there. Okay. I'm sure they check on humans too. You know, but we didn't. We were down and racing in Bridgeport and racing in the Death Valley and racing down in Southern California.
But this
California.
Guy's 75 years old.
75 years old. But don't feel sorry for Jesse. Jesse's won. He was just in 2 50-mile races, one on one day, one on the next. The day after, he won one and finished second in the other. And his horse was, get this. This is the big award. The horse got the best conditioned. In other words, that horse's health, or his heart rate, his respiration, his hydration was good enough. So over the 2 days, he won the best conditioned horse. So he's got a chance, not to maybe to win,
Where'd you read this information?
It's in our paper today. He's got a good chance to complete this.
Wow.
And the big thing is to get that Tevis buckle at the end for completing the race. And this is,
when is the race?
Well, I'm not sure when it is.
Okay, we'll look it up.
It's in July.
Oh, my God.
It's like July 23rd, but it's up in the mountains up there. But he has been training and training and training. He's going to take his horse up there 10 days early.
Jeez.
So he can ride.
Yeah, and get to know the terrain.
He started this when he was 65.
These are great inspirational stories. If this doesn't go viral or go exactly, where is he from? And I would love to meet him or do a story
on him. He's in Palo Cedro.
Oh, got to meet this guy.
We got to bring him back in here and talk to him about before the race and after the race, what it's like.
Because
I tell you what,
stamina.
That's the one thing you always wanted to do was do the Tevis, but you have to win so many races or finish high enough in all those races, and I never had enough time to compete in all those races. And this is a sport that women have a very good chance of outdoing men in. A very good chance. Because why? You're riding the same, you know, the same size horse, and a woman will be 120 pounds. But you've got to have so much weight on your horse. You know, you're riding in different groups. Like heavyweight was like 180 pounds on your horse. So
Wow. We
were, you know, but that included your saddle and everything. So anyway, we got to get a hold of Jesse Caswell and talk to him before and after the race. Let's take a break.
Everybody in the chat pack for being with us today. Really, truly, and we're working really hard. Again, we've got Mike down at the towers. He's working really hard. Our fantastic brainy engineer that's down there trying to figure out the wiring and everything. And so we really appreciate you guys hanging in with us because this is kind of an act of God.
Well,
there's nothing we can do except for try to fix it, which we're trying
also,
to do. So
you can also pray, too, like we are. Say, okay, God.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Always the best in jewelry. Head on out to Hilltop Drive, Four Winds Jewelry. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Casey and our 1460.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your
so fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning, everybody.
Welcome
back.
We're
working on it.
We're working on it feverishly.
Yeah, thank you so much for giving us the call.
Everybody's calling. We love you guys, too.
You know, and people, those wonderful online chat packers, you know, that's a good way to just go online. But every now and then you get a computer crash. But we're so happy to have the computers up and we're working. And we're just at low ebb this morning, but it's happening.
It's transmitting. And if you're closer, you can hear us.
Well,
I can hear us in my truck. Unless I drive by Owens, and then I can't hear us. I don't know why, but I can hear us. And anyway, good morning, everybody. It's 10 minutes until the hour of 8. We got Adam McElveen coming in at 8 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 12 inches in length, I'm sorry, over 24 inches in length, he can fix it. Jeff Wurst, a veteran-owned business. Can't say enough about Jeff and what he does and how he does it there. Guarantees his work. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373 for the best in windshield repair. It is 64 degrees going up to 94 today. No rain in sight, even though it rained so much Thursday and Friday and into the weekend. 1.4 inches somebody set up on Lake Boulevard. That's a lot of rain. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. Okay. Now, you know, we have had to do, and I'm sure you all have too, you know, what about horrors that happen to your kids? We have a photo here of a two-year-old out there on next to the lagoon where that child was taken. In Florida, in Orlando, the kid's playing on the, you know, in the edge of the water, and the mother says, "I took this photo an hour before the attack, before that other child was taken." They are now putting a fence around the lagoon. I imagine that it's not making parents feel.
Will the alligator advocates be taking this to court?
It's a tragedy. Well, it's such a tragedy. But there wasn't even a sign out there that said warnings. And they take alligators out of that place all the time. And they said, but there's no warning. Warning, alligators in lake. I can't help but think. But here's the other thing, too. So most shark attacks occur in water that's like, you know, waist deep and shallower. So here's people out there, and probably the water is maybe up to their knees. Because they were just waiting there, and this is a little kid, so it couldn't have been that much. So you probably think you're safe if you're just waiting. It says no swimming. Well, I'm not swimming in it. I'm just waiting along the edge. I'm from Nebraska. I'm here. It's so beautiful. And then, boom, your kid gets taken. So, you know, you do your very best to protect your kids. So one of the things is that our daughter Jennifer won't let the kids fly by themselves. So either one of them flies with them. And then we meet them, or we fly back with them, and they're 13 and 10. And she said, "Well, maybe this year we'll let the kids fly because you know she'll be old enough, and do them together, they should be all right because it's a nonstop flight. But you never can tell what happens on the flight. Sometimes it may get diverted." American Airlines charged this one family $300 more for their child to travel. The airline people. The attendants thought there might be something wrong because it's a half-full plane, and this guy chooses a seat next to this 13-year-old girl. They said, "Sir, we can move you. There's no more room." "Oh, no, I'm okay." They come back, and they find the girl. She's being molested by this guy. He's touching her, groping her. He's got his hand in her crotch, and she's got tears coming down her face. And the attendant notices this. They don't do anything right away. They come back later and move her. She's been abused for like 30 minutes. The guy gets arrested as soon as they hit the ground. The girl gets taken off immediately and into help. The guy gets arrested immediately. And then there's the lawyer, of course, is saying, what in the heck? This is the second time that American Airlines has had something like this happen in a year.
And they said, why did they let, if, soon as the woman noticed it, the attendant noticed it, why did it take a while?
Okay, here's my, okay, so this doesn't all make sense to me. The question would be, the 13-year-old that was supposed to be with a flight attendant, the $300, was that, first of all, the flight attendant could possibly lose her job if she was not, you're paying for, like, a baby.
You're supposed to put somebody there to watch
them. But to be next to them. Okay.
Well, not to sit next to them, but at least to watch them for the whole flight.
In eye distance. What does that mean when you pay the extra money? Now the detail will be, here are the rules. You must be within arm distance. You must be within the eye distance. Well, eye distance could be like,
she was,
you know,
halfway. She was back in the, I don't know where she was in the plane.
But the fact is that she was not attended to. She was not.
Obviously not.
Attended to. Now, here's the other thing. What 13-year-old, unless she was so traumatized that she couldn't speak, if someone's touching you.
Why isn't she standing up
screaming? What I just,
you know what?
I don't
but, okay.
understand. Could she not talk?
Well, no, it's not that. You're looking at it from now. The point is that it, even if she didn't scream, if they noticed it, why didn't they do something right away? Why did they let this continue on? You know, this is going to come out in court, but I'm telling you what. You know, when I tell my daughter, I said, you know, hon, you know, Ashton's a very bright, strong, aggressive girl, and Mike is a very tough little guy. Letting them fly together, I think, would be okay this year. But you know what? If she says, I'm flying up and you're flying back, Dad, guess what? That's what's going to happen. And then I get to go back down to Albuquerque, or Linda can go down to Albuquerque,
right,
spend the night, and we come back the next day. But it's something that when you see things like this, you do your best to try and protect your kids, and stuff like this happens. Oh, my gosh. So just think about that. You know, if you are letting your kids travel, you might want to find out what the rules are. What are the rules for? Okay, my child's 13 years old, she's or 14 years old, and I'm paying you this money, much money more, for her to travel. What kind of service do I get there? Is she standing next to you all? Is she in the front row? Because she gets to go in first. She sits right here, so I can keep you can keep your eye on her. Is, you know, blah 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 blah, all that kind of stuff. It's remarkable, you know, when you think about it, that this kind of stuff goes on. I mean, it just does. Speaking of stuff going on,
man.
They are pushing through gun bills here in California. Whatever gun you have, you might want to take a photo of it, because they're not going to be happy until they're gone. Bob just put a whole bunch of stuff up on the chat room about why the Second Amendment must be protected. And it's got nothing to do with hunting. It's got nothing to do with target shooting. It's got to do with protection and to fight a fight against a government that wants to take your rights. We actually had Joe Montez, who was in here one day. Remember what Joe Montez said that day? He said he would not rule out an armed insurrection against the government that's trying to take all your rights away.
And this, I'm trying not to sound like a tinfoil hat wearing helicopter ducking religious nut here. History proves my point for me. I don't have to come up with this stuff. Our founding fathers did.
And they did it because for so long, you had a small group of people that controlled millions of people because they were not armed and the small group of people was. And we can talk about England. We can talk about that. And England talks about, they just had this MP, one of their, not an MP, it's their, one of their legal, elected representatives, the member of the House of Parliament, was just killed by a guy. He shot her and he stabbed her several times. And of course, this guy is a wacko. He says his name is death to those who want to, you know, death to those who want to keep Britain in the EU. That's his name. That's what he said. Anyway, but they talk about, well, this is really it doesn't happen very often in England. People are being shot and killed. That's true. It's because England confiscated, and this is the word that you can use, they confiscated semi-automatic weapons and pistols. They confiscated them because it was not in their law, in their constitution, in their charter that says people can own firearms. Well, that's what's happening here. They're saying the Second Amendment needs to be changed. It's not the Second Amendment, my friends. It's the people that are using the guns, Islamic terrorists, mentally deranged people. You've got the laws out there. You've got the strongest laws probably in the country here in California, and two Islamic terrorists go in and kill 24 people. Excuse me. That's what you've got to do. You've got to root that out. It's not the Second Amendment. It's the people that use these guns, and they went through the background checks. They went through them. Let me say it again. They did everything that they were supposed to do. So the only way you're going to stop anything like this, and their study showed it, was you confiscate all the guns, all of them. That's the only way you can keep them from having it. And guess what? You're not going to get them all. You're not going to get them all. Then the bad people, the people that are truly lawbreakers, will have the guns. We'll be right back after the news with Adam McElveen. He's going to talk to us about this IT explosion that's happening in Reading in the North State. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's 8 o'clock.
KCNR, Shasta Reading. When technology goes bad, it truly goes bad. The feed from Cumulus is down, and we're not sure why. I don't.
Okay,
this doesn't have anything to do with the transmitter problem.
Okay. Well, you know what's happening? It's first day of summer, like you said. It's Saltus. Aren't there sunspots? There's things. Okay, we're good.
We're good.
It didn't work.
All right.
We're gonna keep moving here. Hey, Carl Lindebach. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live. Which is good, at KCNR1460.com. And let me see, Bad Bob, can you tell, now see, every one of these things like our news comes through a satellite feed.
Right.
It has nothing to do with us, and KLXR has lost theirs too.
Yeah, well, SRN, which is the source for our news, which is fed to us via satellite, has had occasional glitches with their computers in the past, absolutely unrelated to our problems with our transmission system, because it's completely different stuff. This is fed through a combination of internet and satellite. We're going to try to contact SRN and go, guys, you kind of missed the top of the hour. We'll possibly do a reboot on our automation system, make sure it's not at our end.
Okay, there, buddy. All right. Let me see. Today is, we've got Adam McElveen coming in today, and we're going to be talking about the, his candidacy for, of course, for city council, but some of the things he wants to do. And along with this, with it comes to information technology and the fact that there could be a big explosion in that coming down the way. We have the weather right now is 62 degrees, going up to 94 today. We're going to have even more good weather this week. Sunny with a high near 94 today, mostly clear with a low around 67 tonight. Tuesday, sunny and hot with a high near 98 with a low around 67. Wednesday around 98, though I've heard that it could be hitting triple digits.
Yes, by the midweek. By the way, I just checked with the neighbors. They didn't get their news either, so it's a network problem.
Okay, right now it's 64 degrees, and like I said, going up to 94. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-known business. Right here, locally owned, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer with discounts for senior and veterans that work with Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Good morning there, Adam. Hop down, sit down, and grab that seat there, buddy.
You know, while he's getting settled in, we have 99.9% uptime on most of this stuff, but boy, that 0.1% just bites.
Someone said, are you somewhere far, far away? I don't know.
In a galaxy far,
far away. I don't know what's happening, but you know what? We are taking it on, though. All right. Lindy just showed me, before we get into the serious stuff, she just showed me this video of moms with young babies, the kind you carry in these papoose things where it's up front, whatever you call those. And they're dancing. And I swear it is one of the cutest things you're ever going to see is these, like, these 15 moms all dancing with these babies in front of them. And they've got, like, regular dance steps and everything. So, I mean, and then it shows the dads dancing. So, and right now we're having photos taken, and we're going to be talking to Sally in just a second.
All right. The silence was that of a shutter being.
That's it. That was our silence. That was a photo being taken because we're live.
Photo. All right.
Riley, Sally, good morning, Sally. I hope you're having a better morning than we are.
Good morning.
Don't worry. This is all going, you know what? This is going out all over the world except to parts of outer Reading.
Yes, yes. I just wanted to let people know to come on out tonight because we have Patrick Jones coming in to talk about all of the new gun laws that California is shoving down our throats.
That's a good word. That's a good way of putting it.
He has some ideas on how we can fight this. And I just want to remind everybody that the state of Jefferson would be a Second Amendment state, much like Idaho and Arizona.
You know what? The fact is it's so interesting to see why they're pushing these gun laws through.
Mm-hmm.
Something to make it illegal for me to take my grandson out to shoot.
The views and opinions of...
Take my grandson out to shoot, and I can't give him a box of ammo to let him shoot because that's one of the laws coming through here with the ammo. You can't loan ammo to people. You can't loan guns to people, anything like that. Now, you know, there may be a couple exceptions, but that means then, or even more like this, Adam McElvain's with us. He's a veteran. He's got a clean record. You have a clean record, right? Sally, you've got a clean record.
Absolutely.
And you and I going out to shoot. Let's say just you and I are going out to shoot trap. You know, and you've cleaned my clock, and you say, hey, look, let's shoot another round. And by the way, do you have a box of shells? I cannot give you a box of shells. I cannot give them to you, loan them to you, or hand them to you because then you become a lawbreaker and I become a lawbreaker.
Yep.
There's something wrong with this.
There is much wrong with California. I see there was a post on Facebook today that Idaho just passed a permitless concealed carry law that will take effect July 1st of this year.
What's that?
Well, you know, permitless concealed carry.
Oh, permitless. Okay,
yeah,
I see. Oh, so you don't need a permit to carry concealed.
They're going the other way.
Yay.
So,
we know people that live up there, too. So,
yeah.
Anyway. Okay, so
a lot of people are moving to Idaho for various reasons.
A variety of reasons. People moving out of state, you know, then you see where that's not that bad, you know. Anyway. Okay, Sally, when's that tonight?
It is at 6:00 and we are at the Vineyard City Church at 3276 Pacelli Lane, and the State of Jefferson folks meet there at 5:30. So if you're interested in getting involved with the State of Jefferson, come on out, find out what you can do to help.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Sally.
Thank you very much.
You
bye-bye.
Bet. Dr. Danuka says in India, only the criminals and politicians are armed, and often they are one and the same. He does. I remember him talking about that. It was scary. All right. Adam McElvain, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How are you?
Adam McElvain, candidate for Reading City Council.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Carl. I appreciate being on the show today.
Well, you know what? People are listening to you in Denmark. I'm not sure they're hearing you out on Placer.
Okay.
But you know what? It's getting better. The capacitors,
we'll
I think, are
back.
Fixed. So we're getting out there further and further each minute. But I won't be happy until we're right back all the way up to full power. Okay. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell people who Adam McElvain is.
So my name is Adam McElvain. I'm a candidate for Reading City Council. I'm new, or I'm not a Reading native. I was born and raised on a farm in rural Nebraska and went to a rural school. K-8 was 26 kids. I had one other girl in my grade and started driving into town when I was 14. I got a school permit, which looking back now at age...
I love it.
Yeah, at age 36, looking back that the state would issue a driver's license to a 14-year-old is
But you're
is
in Nebraska
crazy.
Where, you know, you...
Right.
Did you live on a farm?
Right, yeah, of course. So, yeah. I was raised on a farm. And
you've been driving tractors and stuff since you were
right.
eight.
That's
Come
right. That's right. So, after high school, I went to Hillsdale, Michigan to college for 2 years, and shortly after September 11th, joined the United States Air Force as an Arabic linguist and went to the Defense Language Institute in Monterey, California, and that's where I met my wife, Courtney Long, who is now Courtney McElvain, and she was a Korean linguist in the Army. and we met and fell in love in Monterey, California. And
your wife was in the Army?
She was. I know. I don't hold that against her, but yeah,
wow.
It is questionable. But
so
we,
you were doing Arabic and she was doing Korean.
Correct.
That's your specialty.
Right. And
wow.
It made for interesting dinner conversation.
Yes.
Yeah,
it is.
In the poor kids today.
Right. And our two kids are out at Reading School of the Arts learning Chinese.
Right. Mandarin.
Or do they know Korean and Arabic?
No, they don't.
Are you going to work on them for that?
We probably will. We'll probably teach them a few phrases here and there.
It's languages, especially those two, I would imagine, are perishable skills.
They you go through a pretty intensive educational course.
I was in Monterey for a month. They gave me an immersion training in this very dangerous country I was moving into.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, it was. And they wanted me to be able to find my way out and ask, get help and give certain directions.
Wow.
Yeah, it was Italy.
Wow.
And, how to find my way around.
So, yeah. How to eat around.
That's a true story.
That's
the Marine Corps sent me for a month for immersion training because I was going to Italy.
Uh-huh.
And
so
I
you
went,
meet your beautiful...
Okay.
I'm sorry, but you meet your beautiful wife at the Defense Language Institute in Monterey.
Yes.
She was serving in the Army.
Yes.
According to your website, too, when you were talking about in your youth, you spent many weekends jarring fruits and vegetables from your garden.
Right.
Helping in the cornfields.
Yes.
So
well,
you're
that
type of guy.
That was the summer job, working in the fields. And then, in the fall, you would, pull up everything in your garden, jar it and can it and put it in the cellar for the winter.
Do you guys still do that?
It's still a common practice in Nebraska, but not so much
not
out
so
here.
Not so much out here.
Right, yeah. you have, every once in a while in a winter, you'll have a blizzard where you're sort of shut in for two or three days and you want to have, food available. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Plus, you all out there in Nebraska, don't you have things like tornadoes? Or is it not so much in Nebraska?
No, I've seen a few tornadoes growing up, and, they're pretty scary things, but they're very temporary. I mean, they don't.
They don't last 8 years of Democrats.
Right, right, exactly. So
it just goes on and on.
So yeah, so it's more the blizzards in the winter and getting snowed in. So, but anyway, yeah. So my wife and I met in Monterey, California, and when we finished our time in the service, we wanted to raise our family close to the grandparents, and so we made a checklist between Nebraska and Reading won every category. And that's why I love Reading so much, and it bothers me when people have such a poor opinion of Reading because it's, relatively speaking, Reading is a fantastic place to live.
It is a fantastic place to live. Yeah, we've got our problems, and we're quick to point those out, but we try to also be quick to point out the great things about this, like the people here, the rise in certain, certain areas, and, the technology, things that are happening. The fact is you can still walk down the street.
Yeah.
In most areas, yes, we're starting to see other things happen. We have people that the sheriff and the police chief care about what's happening. They have a well-trained force. Not enough of them, I don't believe. There's so many great things about Reading, and it's not just the lakes and the trails. It's just
right.
There's other things too.
Well, thank you for your service,
yes.
Adam. And again, you can go to Adam McElvain, and it's spelled MCELVAIN.com. Very interesting. It's a beautiful website, by the way. It's very clean. Adam, great job. I'm just like, wow, this is beautiful. Civic Service, past chairman, Community Service Advisory Commission, City of Reading.
Yeah, so when I first moved back to Reading a little over 10 years ago, in the first year or two, I was approached by a few different community leaders asking if I'd be interested in running for city council. And, of course, having military service, I was interested in civic service. But rather than jump in up to my neck, I thought I'd try out the commission. And that was a recommendation from a few other people, because that's about as close as you can get to the city council without actually serving on the city council.
Mm-hmm.
So I was on the Community Services Advisory Commission and chaired that. And that's where we, we studied privatizing the convention center, the CVB. We looked at privatizing parks maintenance and ended up keeping that in-house. We did several development projects, building out parks, trails, tourism, things like that. And then I served on that commission for a little over 4 years and then was appointed to the Reading Electric Utility Commission, where I was also a past chairman. And we worked on things like, a financial management policy, for the utility, which got us our bond rating upgraded. We did a 5-year strategic plan. A lot of information. RU is an incredibly complicated department of the city, and there's a lot going on there.
And then when the new city council came in, they kicked out the electric commission.
They did. That was their first order of business.
The first order of business.
Yeah.
After telling people they can't.
After the comments.
After
yeah.
the comments section, yeah. moving that, they got rid of you all. And that's always kind of interesting when you see things like that happening and then all the things that have happened since. We're here with Adam McIlvain, candidate for city council. We've got a bunch of questions for him from the chat room and from our own. I have some questions, especially after what you just said about privatization. I want to talk about that a little bit. And then I know that the platform you're running on, and especially with the IT. So we'll be back after these messages, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State for 2015, just came out to our house on a Sunday, fixed it, was gone for Sunday, Monday. I wish they worked on on transmitters and stuff like that. We'd have them out there already because, $69, just come out and check it, and then they can fix it. 221-2642 for Alliance Heating and Air, and check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. They're great. They know what they're doing. It's a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back with Adam McIlvain.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Dignity Health presents the 10th annual Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style, June 25th at the historic Cascade Theater. For 10 years, community leaders have danced to support survivors of domestic and sexual abuse and their children. One Safe Place invites you to join the cast of 2016 as they compete for the coveted Champions Trophy. Get your tickets for the show and vote for your favorite dancer at ospshasta.org or call 244-0118. Sponsored by Record Searchlight, O2 Employment Services, and Simpson University.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460. It's currently 65 degrees in the downtown studios of Redding.
We have a sunny day today. It's our first day of summer. Our high today will be 94, low tonight 67. A hot day tomorrow with 98, mostly clear with 67. Our guest this morning is Adam McIlvain.
Brought to you by.
And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time we read the weather, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Locally owned and operated, they are veteran owned. They give senior and veteran discounts, 365-2793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds. You know what? Budget Blinds can go out there and put solar shades outside your house, or maybe even inside your house. It can cut the heat coming in by 50% or more. I've had people sit right where Adam McIlvain is sitting right now and telling me that it saved them hundreds of dollars on their electric bills, and you can get money back from REU on this for doing that. Plus, if you want even more than that, you want shades or draperies or anything, it comes out of Budget Blinds and Jerry and his people. Give them a call at 226-9027 or check out budgetblinds.com. All right, we're here with Adam McIlvain, who is running for city council. We talked about where he came from. Now, I've got a bunch of questions in here.
Coming off
the chat pack, which I love. The first one is, do you think your military experience will help make you a good city council member?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, as you know, Carl, the military, because you understand your role. You understand that you're part of a group serving a bigger mission. And you're looking out for people that can't necessarily stand up for themselves. And, you know, I think that's something I really learned in the military is that I developed a real genuine love for my countrymen, no matter if they're people I liked or people I disagreed with. But if they were fellow citizens, you know, that they're people that I wanted to stand up and protect.
They're still in your band that you need to protect.
Right.
Right. Whether you agreed with them all the time or not.
Right. And I think that's something that makes this country great. And I think that would be a big aspect of serving on the city council. And then there's the dedication to integrity. You know, integrity is such a critical part of being in the service, and I would continue that, and transparency and accountability. I mean, those are all things that were ingrained.
Under transparency and accountability, would you vote to move the comments section up back to the front?
I would definitely be willing to have that discussion, but when they voted to move it back a year and a half ago, there's three city councilors that voted to move it to the back that will still be there after this election. So unless one of them is willing to change their mind, I think that it will probably stay at the end.
Okay.
But I'm definitely willing to have that discussion and would welcome it.
How about, we're going to read some more questions here out of the chat pack, but, you know, as we talk about people at various functions, and then we talk about city council and, you know, presidents and, you know, whatever, your name will come up. Well, he's really conservative.
Oh, is that right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Wow. So what do you say about that?
Well, I'm definitely a fiscal conservative, but being 36, it's hard for me to identify, you know, exactly where I align politically, because the things that I want to do with solar and internet are new ideas, and I think they're really expressive of my generation and what we want to see happen.
I like to think of anybody that has a mind that's open when it comes to solar power and IT.
Right.
Doesn't necessarily mean it's your generation.
Because
but, a lot of us out there, you know,
so
I know what you're saying.
Right. So I don't think I would be... you know, I'm not sure if I really identify as a traditional conservative, but definitely a fiscal conservative. You know, very tight with money. Definitely want to watch the money, you know, if it's taxpayers' money. So that's very important to me. But as far as new ideas, you know, solar and internet, I think those are...
We'll get to those.
Okay.
But here's some other questions that are coming in. As you know, we've got this huge problem with transients.
Yes.
Homeless and crime. What ideas do you have? I mean, the last time we had an election, we had all these people talking about how they're going to fix this.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are, 2 years later?
Mm-hmm.
At least 2 years later. And we still don't have a plan on the street. We have 83-year-old women getting hit in the head and beat up on the trail. We have, a spike in car thefts, our crime's up, all these things. And we still got all these transients out on the streets, sleeping under places. They've taken over Library Park for the most part. Down at the Veterans Center, as you know, Adam, our elderly veterans are being harassed and maligned,
right,
and their cars being urinated on and this kind of stuff.
The police have gone down there and kind of, you know, started moving people around.
Right.
But, I could go on and on and on. But this is the next city council elected, you know, has got to do something about besides just talk.
Right. Well, and for me, you know, there are some real challenges with the AB 109 and especially now the Prop 47, where people can steal up to $950 in goods and it's still a misdemeanor. So that's become a real problem, and it's organized crime has started using that as a racket. I think that proposition kind of backfired, and that's a state law, and that's something that we can't change. So we can't necessarily book these guys for the petty thefts, the larcenies, the smash and grab. That's a little bit harder. For me, the situation that we have, the best medicine is a stronger economy and a thriving economy. And it's not the only piece of the puzzle, but to me it's the biggest piece of the puzzle, because when you have a thriving economy, you're impacting everything. You're impacting crime. You're impacting homelessness. You're impacting mental health. You're impacting domestic abuse. So to me, a stronger economy is, you know, there's two sides to the coin. We have our challenges, and then on the other side, we have our opportunities. And I'm really running to identify our opportunities, the things that will set us apart and make us unique as a city, and really create some strong economic drivers for Reading.
Well, I understand that. But now Reading is coming up with this, after 2 years, coming up with a plan for an increased tax.
Yes.
For public safety. Where do you stand on that?
So I'm not supporting the tax, and I'm not voting for the tax. And the reason is because it's a blank check, no strings attached tax. And for me to support a new tax on myself, I need to know exactly where that money's going to go, and
that
is guaranteed.
That has not come out yet.
I'm sorry, what?
That has not been delineated where everything is going. I mean, they've talked about it.
No, it won't be until after. I mean, the council, because when they voted to put it on, I went to the meeting where they voted to put it on the November ballot, and the three city councilors that will still be there had a difference of opinion as where the money should go.
Well, one of them thought it should go to the homeless.
Yeah, homeless, economic development. Parks was brought up. One city councilor said numerous times that the money needs to remain flexible. So for me, that's not something that I can support.
Well, what about the other initiative that goes along with it that says this is where the money will be spent?
So that's just an advisory measure. So there's no,
right.
It has no legal constraints. So it's a good thought, but
it worked in Anderson though.
What's that?
This thing where they had the advisory on the tax raise, and they said so much should be spent with the police there. That's worked for Anderson.
So
Anderson's a lot smaller, and but their crime rate's dropping. Dropped.
Well, Anderson's crime rate did start dropping 2 years before their sales tax went into effect.
Okay.
And we're talking about 2.5 officers that they hired, so it's very easy to keep track of the money and where that money's going. At the same time, you know, Red Bluff passed the sales tax the same time Anderson did,
uh-huh.
and their crime spiked last year. You know, almost
hear that.
Almost across the board, their domestic abuse went up, larceny, almost every single crime stat went up in Red Bluff.
And this is after they hired more police?
This is, I'm not sure what the status is of their police department, but they did pass a sales tax. And the next year, I think they've seen some of the highest crime rates that they've ever had. Hmm. So, I mean, you know, one of the things that I noticed about Anderson is in 2011 or 2012, they got very business friendly. Do you remember that when they really sort of
made
that transition and said, hey, we're going to go after business as much as we can, and we're going to do whatever we can to get new business to town? And I liked that. I liked that perspective and that attitude.
Well, obviously, with the new with the economy thriving, then you have more tax dollars coming in, and you have all this, so that you can start helping more people.
Right.
But getting that going, we got to take a break here. But getting that going also is something that we want to talk to you about, because that's kind of where you're running with this thing for the next half hour. One quick other question: the privatization of the parks and the garbage collection. You were on that committee.
I was on privatization for parks maintenance, yes.
Okay, so how did that fail? I mean, I can't understand how if you hire somebody to do this job and they do it, but we're not on the hook for sick pay or overtime or health and care and all these other things, how that could be less money, I mean, how that could be more money than the people that are working the park right now.
They switched to part-time temporaries at the city. So they didn't have the benefits package. They didn't have the full-time pay.
Okay.
So they switched to part-time temporaries.
Did they bring it back after that?
I believe that they're still on part-time temporaries.
Okay, so yeah. Part-time temporaries means, okay, well, then I'm okay with that.
Right.
And
right.
Did you go along with that?
Yeah. Well, the city made the adjustment to provide the service cheaper.
Okay.
And I think it was a good compromise. I know it didn't make everyone happy, but we did get the service for cheaper. It helped save the city some money. And
we're not on the hook for health care and all that.
Right. So there's no long-term pension costs. There's no health care. So the part-time temporary can work up to 6 months per year.
What about the garbage?
You know, that's not something that I've explored.
Yes. I think somebody needs to take a look at that one, too, because I still don't understand why the green trucks are running during the middle of the winter when nobody's – I mean, there's no green barrels out there, so what do? They still get paid for an eight-hour day?
I haven't explored that particular area of the city, so I'll have to check it out.
I'm going to ask.
Yeah, I'll have to look into it.
All right, we're going to take a break here with Adam McElvain running for city council. We're going to come back and talk about his plans on beefing up the economy, getting the economy going, and his ideas for to help with power and to cut your electric bill, too. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business, 2143 Hilltop Drive with Espresso Joe's, and, of course, next door, the finest walk-in Tobacco Emporium in Northern California. It's got it all there, including a walk-in humidor. All of this, veteran-owned business, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. We'll be right back. 8:30 in the morning, 64 degrees, going up to 94 today.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Use your poker skills, put your cards into play, and play your way to victory. Go deep and take them down in the $30,000 Super Deep Stack Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, July 9th at 12 p.m. There's plenty of action in this tournament. Your $330 buy-in will get you $20,000 in chips. All fees included. Book your seat now at the River Club or online at windriver.com. Pokerly. Stay with us in Redding, California's all-in-one luxurious destination. Reserve your room now and ask for your special room rate. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Wind River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California. Be one of the privileged few. Pull up a seat, grab your big stack, and play in the $30,000 Super Deep Stack Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino on July 9th.
Super Deep Stack. Prize pool based on 100 participants.
Dining voucher included. Unlimited re-entry and late registration until first break.
Poker
is better at the river.
At the river.
Hi, I'm Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richart, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:33 in the morning. 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Monday, June 20th. 605-4567 is our phone number for questions, or you can just hop into our chat room, as many of you have, and drop us a line there. Of course, people are asking. We're getting all these phone calls. In fact, we're getting so many phone calls, I just can't help but, you know, thank everybody for listening, is that lightning strike last week, transmitters okay, capacitors have now been, most of them have been replaced, but now we've got to go through the whole wiring system to see why it's arcing. And as soon as the show's over, I'll be running down to the tower to start helping on that. Hoping that I, of course, don't touch anything too hot and blow me across the parking lot down there.
RF burns are no fun.
Oh, so my gosh. I get, you know, all my hair comes. have all my hair stand on the top of my head. 64 degrees going up to 94 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Curve Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Man's Last Stronghold, the best place to get a haircut anywhere, is at Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned, and discounts for seniors and veterans. We're here with Adam McElvain, and Adam is running for city council. We've talked about other things up to now. Now we want to talk about his plans for, you know, your whole thing is, okay, we've got these problems. We can address these problems, but one of the, your solution to everything is?
So, you know, I feel like there's two sides of the coin, and we need to focus on both. Equal as aggressively as we can on both, and we have our challenges, and every time has their own set of challenges that they have to overcome, and I'm ready to face those challenges and very serious about it. When I started going to city council meetings, you know, the city was still in great shape financially, and we started to backslide. So I was there when the recession hit, and there was about 2 years where every quarter the city was making tremendous cuts to its budget. And so it was interesting to see the city go through that transformation. And now we're rebuilding, and our tax revenue is almost back to pre-recession levels. And I actually think this year will beat that because we're having a particularly good year economically. So I'm very excited about that. And I feel like as the pendulum is swinging back the other way, we really need to focus on the economy and create some long-term economic drivers that can really sustain our city and give us a competitive advantage, draw young people to town, and capitalize on our resources. And having been at the city for so long and serving on the different commissions, going to city council meetings has given me some real insight as to the things that we can do. And as a candidate, that's what I'm offering is concrete, tangible ideas that can be accomplished that everyone can get behind. A lot of times when people bring up ideas, they're controversial, but I wanted to bring up ideas that people could get behind. So the first one is solar power. I did my first solar project in 2006. And I just have to tell you, you know, solar is a big part of Redding's future. California, the state of California is forcing us to go renewable. And guess what? We have one of the sunniest cities in the country.
Yeah, I think there's like a 1 degree difference between us and Palm Springs. However, and that's a great idea, I think we do. But REU is fighting people on solar.
So that's the reason that we need leadership at the city council that understands how this works, that can bring this conversation to the surface, because this is a series of policy changes that we need to make over the next 4 years.
Okay.
Because we hit a real solar power just became the cheapest power in the world about a month and a half ago. And there was a Harvard publication that said, hey, we were wrong. Solar is now the cheapest power in the world. And it's expected to be cut in half. Again, over the next 2 years. So Reading, because of our energy rates and our number of uninterrupted days of sun every year and the cost of solar, we hit a real sweet spot in 2019. So for Reading and solar power, the stars align in 2019. And if you do solar plus storage, so solar plus a battery, that's 2021. So we have some real opportunity in front of us. And I actually think that we can get to the point where we can produce enough power as a city that we can turn around and sell it and make a profit.
Okay, so how do we do this? We build these massive solar farms someplace?
So it's a multifaceted approach. So you have rooftop solar, you have community solar, you have public private partnerships, and then potentially yes, utility grade solar where you're doing a larger utility scale project, say out at Clear Creek Road or something like that.
Okay, I would need to see this because you're saying a public. Okay, so when you build a house, you'd have to have solar on it.
No, not necessarily. I mean, you want people to have that option. So you want
But they don't have that option now.
Right, and that's something that needs to be corrected.
REU has made it very plain.
that they don't like solar, even though that they've screened for years for people to cut back on their use of power.
Right.
So when people did that, what happened then was is that they started raising rates because they couldn't pay for all their lines and all the infrastructure repairs.
Right.
And in fact, if you have solar, you don't have to pay anything except, you know, for in the evenings, I guess. So you're not paying, you know, that. So you have non-solar people are paying for the people with solar.
Correct.
So REU is fighting it all the way down the line. You're saying, and the only way we can do it is to raise our rates for everybody.
Well, the hope is that the, you know, the state has been encouraging solar through legislation, and we're kind of there. So they need to go back and do some cleanup for state law. And we need to be able to charge a grid fee for people who are on solar power. And that's a very important part of this puzzle, because when you put solar on your roof, you're turning your roof into a little power plant. You're pushing that power back onto the grid. The utility mm-hmm. needs to know how much power you're putting back on the grid. But then at night, when you're using the grid as a battery, that's a service. And it's the best battery that you can get. You know, it's better than putting in your own battery system in your house because it's
right.
very reliable. So the utility has to be able to capture the cost of that service, because just producing the power is not everything that you're paying for in your rates.
Right.
It's also the delivery of the power.
That's right.
And the use
of
the grid.
So then you're saying then is, okay, fine. But I think there's a law that says that you can't charge.
You're correct.
You can't
there
charge
is.
Solar users for connections, because they saw that happening. Was that,
right.
okay, fine, you can have solar power, but your connection fee is now going to be $400 a month.
Right, and I don't think that's sustainable. I don't think that law will stay on the books for much longer, because it will end up bankrupting utilities if they don't change it. So what the state has done is formulated legislation to encourage solar, to get us on the right path to bring the cost down, and we're there. So they need to kind of come back now and tweak some of these laws and clean them up a little bit.
I see what they've done out at the airport, and they made that solar and at the airport. And they took all the solar money from REU that you usually got back as, you know, as rebates, and used it all there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so you're saying is the city needs to come into the solar power generations here or time frame and to start putting solar panels on all the roofs, start to so they can use that power to on police stations and the city hall, like the Marine Corps and many services have done. Camp Pendleton is green. They have done taken they can go off the grids because they've got all the solar panels there, so that they're not reliant on a grid coming in from the town of Oceanside.
Right, and it's not just for the private sector. So we need to allow the private sector to invest as much as it wants, and we need the utility to start getting on board with its own investments over time. And that's something where if the utility doesn't invest as the private sector does, the utility is going to lose out, and the people that are still part of the traditional system are not going to see that return on investment. So the solar is really at every level. And the reason this is so important is because right now we have 25 solar companies in Reading. And the number of 25 solar companies in Reading, and that was something that I'd heard from Bruce Blake from
Powerhouse
Solar.
By the way, Powerhouse Solar is one of the leading, if not the leading, solar.
Right, so we have 25 companies, and the number of laborers that do solar has doubled in the last 5 years and expected to double again in the next 5 years. So we're talking hundreds of jobs in Reading, living wage jobs, blue-collar jobs, white-collar jobs, you know, something where a young guy can go out and get a job, buy a house, raise a family. So these are important jobs, and this is going to be a significant economic driver for our area for the next 10, 15, 20 years.
Okay, but they've got to get on board with this.
Right, so it's a series of policy changes, right. And REU has to change. I mean, REU, if it doesn't change, there will be significant problems for the utility.
Well, we need to have Barry Tippin in here and talk about this, because this is something that, you know, they're fighting it because of the cost and the impact it's having on it. Well, if they have to change, then if they can then be part of the solution and not the problem, then they would get money that way. If you put out enough solar, you know, if you get into a generation of power that you can then get off the grid and save money by what we buy, you know, by millions of dollars that way too, if
right.
it's all coming off the sun. But you still have to have enough power if we have the 3 weeks of clouds.
True. And that's why you'd want to stay connected to the grid.
You have
to have that service. Yeah.
Okay. We're here with Adam McElvain, and we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, I'd like to talk about your IT ideas in the fiber optic cable and how Reading is in the top 5 places for IT
development or jumping off. I saw
in
that
the state
the
of California,
day.
Yeah.
The state of California, yeah.
Right.
Okay. We'll be right back with Adam McElvain, candidate for Redding City Council. It's 65 degrees out there, going up to 94 today.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane of Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is 14 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock here Monday, June 20th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. If you're looking for a place to work out, Bob and I run down there every day or every other day. Bob goes down there every day because he's just an animal. Wellgate Sports Club.
Not this week.
Yeah, that's right.
I am going later this morning, but it's been rough a couple of weeks.
Experience exceptional every day, right there at the Wellgate Sports Club. It's got it all.
Get into the saltwater pool.
Wow. You know, it's got that. It's got a spa there. Big thing is they have all the machines. They've got all the free weights you could possibly imagine, all types of elliptical poles and running and walking machines to help get you in shape, and trainers that know what they're doing. That and free towels and a locker room that's just outstanding. They've upgraded so many things there. Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Eureka and Court Street right there. Give them a call, 768-1205. We're here with Adam McElvain, and we've talked about solar, how, you know, he's going to push. Part of his campaign is, if I get elected, we're going to push the solar so we can cut back on our REU rates. Okay, the other thing is IT.
Right, so the big centerpiece of my economic development platform is to start an internet utility. And this is something where I want to bring in high-speed internet to downtown Reading. And the reason is, you know, about 5 years ago, Google started doing this to a few select cities across the country. It provides a tremendous economic benefit. And we have, there's two reasons we can do it. For one, we own our electric utility, so we already own the poles and the conduits. We have the linemen. We have customer service in place. This is actually a relatively easy step for us to start something like this. The other reason is the big fiber optic pipes that go from Los Angeles to Seattle go right through our downtown, right at the railroad tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So we have easy access to this service. Chattanooga, Tennessee was the first, really the first one that did it big through their electric utility in 2011. And they just put out a study from the University of Tennessee here in the last few months. And over the past 5 years, they have created 2,800 new jobs and over $865 million in economic development. So this is a big deal. And what I'm talking about is infrastructure. And, you know, that's what the government is for, is infrastructure. So I want to come in, put in this high-speed internet, create new infrastructure in Reading, and enrich the private sector, enrich our community.
Would this be a separate utility than REU, though?
Right, so they would be separate from each other.
Okay, so we'd hire more government workers then.
Potentially, or it's something that could be contracted out. So as downtown is a very small portion to do. We're talking, you know, 500 to 600 customers. But it's something that could really benefit our downtown. You know, I've met with a bunch of the tech industry leaders in town, media industry leaders. They're all very excited about it, would love to move downtown if the service comes in. It will create a space where our downtown will become a magnet across the region for new businesses and other areas in the state. Internet businesses, media companies, anyone that uses cloud services. And this is a big deal. You know, I can't tell you the number of business people that I've talked to that say, hey, if our internet goes down, we've got to send everybody home. We can't do anything. And so even today, if we started this process right now, you know, it would take 2, 3, 4 years to get the service in place. How important do you think 3 years from now the internet is going to be to businesses? It's going to be a lot more than today.
Reading is in California one of the top five places to go for
We've seen some tech sector growth, right? Yeah. We've seen some serious tech sector growth. And, you know, it's something, too, that will draw young people and young families. You know, as a young guy with a young family, what I'm looking for in Reading is a city that attracts my demographic. You know, we want to bring young families to down, young professionals, college graduates, and we have the recreational opportunities. We have the amazing K through 12 education, and we need that economic opportunity. And so bringing in the internet and creating it in a downtown space will help not only revitalize downtown, but will draw young people to town and new business. So it's a substantial idea and something that can really re-energize Reading and do a lot for our economy. And so there's a lot of proof. This isn't something where I'm trying to reinvent the wheel. You know, there's about 500 publicly owned internet providers across the country now. And what's fascinating is about 100 years ago, you know, we were having the same conversation about electricity. And few communities across the country decided to get together and make publicly owned electric utilities because they could offer the service cheaper and they could offer a better level of service. So here we are 100 years later. It's about the same thing with the internet. And, you know, in 1922, we decided to create our own electric utility. And I'm not trying to justify the controversies of REU because I know that there are some out there. But last year, REU saved the city of Reading $30 million. You know, if we'd all paid PG&E rates, our businesses and residents, we would have paid $30 million more. So that's a big difference. And I think we can do the same thing with the internet and turn that into an economic driver, something that makes our city unique, where right now we're behind the curve in internet service of the average. We could leapfrog into a leadership position and really stand out and draw new people to the community and enrich our current businesses. So people are very excited about that. And, you know, the reason that I'm running for city council is because I want to change Reading. You know, I want to offer something new. I have never seen, you know, my type of candidate on the city council that has a strong background in technology. I built my first website in 1994.
Your website is beautiful.
Thank you very much. I built my first website in 1994 and probably done about 100 websites personally. and have a lot of experience with networking. In the military, I had a lot of experience with communications. I was also in the Air Guard, if you remember, Carl, and did I did combat communications out of McClellan Air Force Base.
Okay, for specifics, what do you see as a financial boost here? I mean, you're talking about millions of dollars?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's you mean the impact? So, well, Chattanooga, yeah. Tennessee is 160,000 people, so they're a little bit bigger than us, but they're a mid-sized city. And in 5 years, they've added 2,800 jobs and over 865 in economic development.
But they've added, well, Volkswagen put their factory in there, too. Would you think that
but
was
this,
part of
no,
it?
No, this was just,
tech jobs.
This was just a study on putting in the Internet service
okay.
and the changes that it's made in Chattanooga.
Oh, okay. Because Chattanooga is one of the best, you know, my sister lives there and keeps sending me all these things about, gee, Chattanooga is the best place in the world to live.
Yeah.
I'm all for this. I think a fiber optic cable here in our town will open up a lot of things. It's going to cost, what, $2.5-3 million to get it?
I would say 2 to 5, and it's dependent on whether we build a Ford or a Mercedes. And again, this is something that can be grant funded. This is not something that we need a new tax for, or that we need to take money from the general fund. This is something we can just do and start moving forward on right away. And as well as the solar. You know, the solar is something that mm-hmm. we can do right away. It would be tremendous economic development. Not only that, when, you know, downtown's at 90% occupancy rate, within probably 18 months of the service being available downtown, you'd see downtown go to 100% occupancy rate. Within 2 to 3 years, you'd start to see a real turnover in the types of people and businesses downtown. And that once you get to that 100% occupancy rate, then you start seeing property value go up and the price per square foot. And then some of these guys, you know, I've talked to two different developers that are trying to do mid-rise buildings downtown and add 70, 80 apartments with a mixed-use
sure.
Project. You know, this will help encourage that type of growth. And that's really what I want to see, is a downtown that's thriving, a downtown that we can go to. You know, Saturday night, you're driving across the river, you feel the cool air, you get to downtown, there's a couple mid-rise buildings, they start lighting up. You know, you're seeing them light up. There's people constantly downtown, you know, during the day, at night. And you can come down and there's, you know, there'll be more restaurants, more entertainment. It'll be a safe place to go. But we need to make Reading more marketable. You know, if we really want to have a strong, long, you know, sustainable economy, we need to make Reading more marketable and bring some of these younger people and younger businesses to town.
Okay. Adam McElveen is our guest, and he's running for Reading City Council. He has a lot of ideas. One of the things that you pointed out during the break, I knew it was a lot, but I didn't realize it was this much, that the City Council has voted in over $1 million worth of raises.
I don't know if it's over $1 million, but it's probably close to $1 million.
Close to a million.
There's been more than $1 million, I think, because if you include all the enterprise funds, definitely more in the past.
$1 million in raises to public employees.
So, yeah, it's pretty much across the board. But, yeah, management and executives at City Hall. But, yeah, there's been a few different raises handed out here in the past year and a half. And that's something where, you know, it'd be nice to see that money going towards public safety and going towards more public safety personnel.
It seems like there's never been a raise turned down that I know of. And anyway, we've already talked about problems we have in different parts of the permitting and engineering thing. Last thoughts here. You got like two minutes.
I wanted to say I absolutely love Reading and love living here. It'd be an honor to serve on the city council. You know, I've spent my entire adult life in service to my country and my city and my community, and would love to take that to the next level. And, you know, I really would like to see a city where when my children – I love spending time with my children, you know, and do as much as I can. And I'd love to see a city, Reading become a city, where they will not hesitate to want to settle and raise their families in. And there will be opportunity for them. Not to say that they won't go off to college or have some other experiences as a young adult, but would love to see them want to raise their family and settle in Reading. And for our other kids to stay here, because Reading has the opportunity that they're looking for. So that's really what I'm trying to create. And I think, you know, if we have proactive solar policy, and we have our own municipally owned internet that's providing gigabit fiber, cheap, fast internet, I think that you'll really see a transition in Reading, you know, because we'll kind of develop a new face. And I'd like to, you know, I think Reading has a real opportunity to become a very powerful 21st century city. and capitalizing on our resources that we have available to us today. So I'm very excited about that, very excited about our future, and ready to start working.
Okay. Adam McElvain.
So it's how do you get a
hold
Adam.
Of yeah, how do you get a, people get a hold of you, Adam?
So you can check out my website at adammcelvain.com. I'm also on Facebook, so facebook.com/AdamMcElvain. And if you want to call me, I'm always willing to chat. You know, my number is 530-276-7012. And you can contact me, too, through the website if you'd want to do it that way.
Okay. The just more of a personal thing. You've got, with your background in languages, and was it Farsi or
Arabic.
Arabic.
Yeah.
Okay. Real quick, I mean, your thought on this, when people talk about, you've obviously studied the Islamic culture.
Oh, yeah.
Is this a surprise to you, things that are happening like this?
No, and I think, you know, I think we live in a world today, too, where we're hypersensitive. I think that social media makes things sort of get more exacerbated than they need to. But, you know, what happened was very tragic. And it's going to continue. I mean, we live in a world that's violent. You're a veteran, Carl. Mm-hmm. We went out. We tried to work against bad people. There's a lot of bad people in the world, and there always has been, and there always will be. So it's extremely tragic, and not necessarily that surprising to me.
Well, I think people forget that sometimes the only way to handle it is to be so thankful that you've got a bunch of tough guys on the wall.
Right.
They know how to fight.
Yeah,
they know how to fight. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Adam.
Thank you, Carl.
Hey, again, everybody, we're working. We should be back on the air full power here, hopefully by noon. Have a great day. It's the Good Guys Against the Bad Guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Ready.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A big change at the Trump campaign. That story in a moment, but first, the latest in the investigation of the Orlando nightclub massacre.
No stone is being left unturned.
U.S. Attorney Lee Bentley, joining other law enforcement officials, has edited transcripts of 911 calls from the gunman Omar Mateen, are released.
The killer of 49 and the shooter of 53 others identified himself as an Islamic soldier who pledged allegiance to a terrorist organization which was bent on killing Americans.
Well, the FBI's Ron Hopper says there is no evidence that Mateen was actually directed from abroad. Corey Lewandowski is out as Donald Trump's campaign manager. A Trump spokesman says Lewandowski will no longer be working with the campaign, adding that the campaign wishes him the best. Trump, by the way, is backtracking from his contention that victims of the Orlando shootings should have been allowed to carry guns in the nightclub.